Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Brain Jam, where comedy meets learning. Get ready to be immersed.
This is a part where we are now talking because it's a little segment in the song that has that part where we start talking. And hi,
yeah, you're about to. Hi, I'm Gavin, and welcome to Brain Jam. Hi, and welcome to Brain Jam. Shut up. Hi, and welcome to Brain Jam, the podcast where we talk about just about anything that piques our interest. Each episode, the host or brains of the episode has a secret agenda in which whenever the participant says something related to the agenda, the host gets a point. Once we reach the end of the season, or six episodes, we tally up the points and the person with the most wins gets to decide a punishment for the loser. For next season. Anyways, small talk?
I mean, no. I think there's a word of the day. Okay. Word of the day.
Wow, we're just going straight into this. Okay.
I mean, we can have it later. Word of the day. It is garrulous. Hold on, let me just... Garrulous, that's how I say it. It's an adjective. What it means is it's someone described as garrulous. That means they're very talkative. So if I were to talk for like, I don't know, a paragraph, I'd be pretty garrulous. Pretty garrulous.
You are pretty garrulous.
Anyway, moving on. Question of the day. The more important part. Let's see. Oh, yeah. All right, Gavin. If you had the time, money, or resources to make your dream video game, what would be the main idea or gimmick of the game?
I think I'd definitely go for something horror, because I love horror games.
Yeah.
I haven't really thought of, what the horror game would be.
I feel like a horror game would be the route I'd also take. I'd want something that's just not, like, plainfully jump scares throughout the whole thing. I want there to be a sense of dread. Or, like, fear. It's kind of like a movie where I want it to be mysterious, and whatever creature, entity, or whatever the antagonist is would be shown later to give more suspense, make it more natural.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I think the best horror games don't rely on jump scares, but more on, like, what you said, sense of dread, I think.
Yeah.
So I would rely on that. And also, it doesn't even have to be a jump scare for you to be spooked. Like, something scary that they do in horror games sometimes is, like, just hearing footsteps behind you coming towards you or something like that. Like, simple things like that that are scary but not are quite jump scares.
I just keep you on edge. I think a perfect example is Alien Isolation. That's one that would always scare me when we got to, like, well, spoilers, there's an alien. To the alien part where they show up in the Anomastro or whatever, like, cruise ship it was.
The Astromo, I think is what it is.
I believe so. Anyway, the main, like, antagonists were, like, the people and then the robots after that. And then finally you got to the part where the alien showed up. And, man, I was just so, like, scared to, like, move around in, like, the corridors and find the stuff in the offices to, like, progress further. Just because you'd have that alien lurking around, and he'd, like, sometimes go in the vents.
I think what makes it work really well. Yeah, I think what makes horror games like that work really well is the threat is always present. You just never know when it's going to come.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's what makes it good.
Is that how The Last of Us is like? Because I've never played it. I've only seen the TV show.
The Last of Us is more story-driven. So there's like calmer parts and there's more high adrenaline parts. There's not
like
really
Uncharted, then? Obviously, it's not the same game. But the way you're describing it.
I mean, it's the same people that made Uncharted.
They made really?
Last of Us as well. Yeah. They know how to tell a good story.
They sure do.
But yeah. Oh. But anyway. I think we both answered the question.
we answered that question good enough. Fun fact of the day. Do you want to guess what it is before I say it?
I do not have a single clue. You should just say it.
All right. Termites are roasted and eaten like popcorn in South Africa.
Termites?
Termites. I mean, I'm not really like too surprised. Huh. That seems like something common enough where it wouldn't be like too much work. Yeah.
My grandpa did a mission in Ecuador.
Yeah.
And he ate guinea pig, so.
Oh, that? I don't know why, but I have like a recollection or a memory of knowing that. Specifically guinea pig. I don't know if it was from your grandpa or someone else, but like.
I don't know.
I feel like I've probably
told you it before, but.
Maybe. I mean, I'd try a guinea pig as long as I don't have to watch him die.
I would try it too. Yeah, as long as it's as long as it doesn't look like a guinea pig, I think I'd be okay.
It's just like a bunch of meat molded in the shape of a guinea pig. I'm like, here you go, sir. Here's your guinea pig.
I think you'd be able to tell.
Yeah.
But yeah,
small termites. Talk. I think small talk.
Termites.
I don't know if I already told the people here, but I ate spiders, or a spider, and a scorpion.
Have.
That was dehydrated or denatured, both, I guess. It means the same thing. It was not good. It's if you're going to eat a spider, choose like a fresh one, not like a dried one, because it tastes like ash, and it's just not good. The meat and then the shell, ugh. And the scorpion's even worse. It tastes like ashes, but they somehow made it taste like if ash had a younger cousin that's just like terrible. That's what that tastes like.
Yeah, I've never had one, and I don't think I will for a while.
I do want to try, like, spiders, like, covered in chocolate at, like, a carnival or something. Those would be good.
Those at a carnival?
Good. Yeah, because, like, maybe if it's not a tarantula, it'll actually taste good.
Maybe. Yeah. I know they have, like, little spiders.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at
there's in like lollipops and stuff that you can
I still have some lollipops of like a scorpion and then like a millipede or a centipede in there, some type of larva maybe.
I haven't tried one.
I'll
of those
get there. those always scared me when I was a kid because my uncle would like have some every now and again. I'm like, do you like your way all the way down to the center of this lollipop, or do you stop when you taste like a scale or the pincer of a scorpion? Just like, ugh. Well, obviously, now that I've eaten it, it's more like, it's whatever. It's just, gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't heard good things, so that's why I haven't tried one.
No, do not. If you care, that's not crazy anyway if you do try it. Yeah, small talk. What's life been?
It's been good. I mean, since we've recorded, I've been on two trips.
Two?
Yeah, you were at one.
I was there. I remember.
Yep. So I had a cousin. We call it the cousin sleepover.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We went to an Airbnb and just hung out for a weekend. It was pretty cool. Went swimming. We went to Walmart.
Walmart. I could tell that's your favorite part of the whole trip right there. You know, going the aisles, looking at the Legos, looking at all the toys.
Yeah. We went to a... that won't dox me. We went to... I forgot what it's called already. It was nearby BYU, our Airbnb was. So we drove down to the BYU area, and we got ice cream from their creamery, and we also went to their free, like, taxidermy museum. It was pretty cool.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, we got to see a bunch of animals. Like, there was giraffes, and you don't realize how big these animals are until you're standing right next to them.
Yeah,
they're
insanely huge. But, like, seeing them, like, right next to you because, you know, there's cages for zoos.
Yeah.
Or just fencing. They, I imagine, are ginormous.
They're huge. They had an elephant.
Huge babies.
They had a bunch of, like, big cats, like lions and tigers. And they had a polar bear, which the polar bear was a lot smaller than I thought a polar bear would be. I'm pretty sure it was a full adult one. And it was really small.
Maybe it's just that type of polar
bear.
That was about as long as it. Some type of subspecies? I have no idea. Oh, you are? Wow.
Yeah, about as long as I am tall. Actually, probably less.
Also, speaking of taxidermy, I think one time, remember back in high school, we went to that one girl's house and eventually went to prom with that one girl. Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic there. Anyway, I think they had a taxidermy...
Sure.
Like deer or elk or something, and I kissed I don't know if I kissed its mouth or nose, but I just know I kissed it. That's what that reminded me of.
That's funny. My mom has a friend whose husband hunts, and they have a whole bunch of taxidermy like ducks and stuff.
Would you? Actually, I already know the answer because
I think they had a little fox
Leo.
Too.
Leo's not taxidermied. He's in the ground, right?
No. I don't think I'd want him taxidermied, honestly.
Yeah.
It just make me sad every time I saw it.
Exactly. Maybe if it's like you hunted, I don't know, a crazy creature, be like, I'll taxidermy that. I can understand.
On the wall.
But like a household pet, for me, it'd be too sad.
Yeah. Like, I get it if people want to. It's just,
no
I
judge here,
do it.
But
I don't think.
Nah. Too hard.
Heard a weird noise.
Oh?
I think I'm haunted.
Oh, speaking of haunted, let's tell them what we did the
other
day.
this weekend, which I'm not going to date the podcast. I'm not going to say like what the specific date it was, but this last weekend.
It was...
We're recording on a Monday.
It was 14th to... Or actually the 13th through the 15th. You're welcome.
Okay, so we're just going to out and date when we're recording. So
I mean, they don't know which month.
That's true, I guess. We're recording on a Monday.
okay.
So that
it's June.
So this last weekend, it's June 2025.
Anyway.
So we went camping.
Yeah.
And you brought a bunch of rubber ducks.
I did.
And
yes.
Well, should we skip to that part or should we like kind of just
I mean, yeah, our trip was fun. I liked it. We were going to swim, in the river, but obviously it was too low. And
the river was like not even a foot tall.
Like half a foot or something. It was a stream. It was a cool stream, but like...
It could...
Not swim
worthy.
It
would like cover up the beginning of your ankle, and that was it.
Yeah. Some other people were just fishing over there. I'm like, it's not a good place to swim. But no, we played cards.
Yeah.
Cooking was fun. Saturday night... I brought out the ducks. I was laying them into a pentagram, right? Before I did that, I had to cover the whole area in salt, like a circle of salt. It's hard to make a circle because like the ground's like uneven, so I can't even tell like how good.
You
it was more
a good
lobular.
Job. You did a good job.
You know, eventually with the pentagram duck, I like kept moving them around until like, this is pretty good. Oh, I'm proud of this.
Yeah, it was pretty good pentagram. I think when we get when we have the Instagram up, we could like post the photo of the pentagram.
Yeah, we'll post the photo
for the people so they can see it.
But yeah. And just so you guys have an idea, it's not like all the same rubber ducks. These were like a mixed variety. So you had like some that were like police officers, some that were elephants, some in bikinis. Those were the funniest ones. And then I brought the huge duck. That duck is like, what, 30, 40 bucks? It's a big boy. It's not crazy huge, but it's a big boy. And we're basically sacrificing him to the Duke of Hell. His name was Adjurus, I believe. Yeah. And, we had the incantation. We were, you know, hold on, I'll just pop it up because I have it.
It was a what was it? Say a good
Sagittarius. Hold on.
We said it like 20 times.
Say
Agorum Sagaronis.
Oh, say Ecula, say Ecula Orum. Be my friend, be my friend.
Say Ecula Orum. Yeah, be my friend, be my friend. Adjurus. And we said that.
I never actually searched up what that means in Latin. I'm going to do that right now. It's a Latin word with several related meanings. All right. Primarily referring to a long period of time, a generation, or a century. That was Roman relation, German, Augustine's theology.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy and Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy and Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy and Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
Yeah, nothing related to witchcraft or satanic things. But anyway, yeah, we performed that ritual. It was kind of a little spooky. It got my heart going up a little bit. and obviously the salt encircled everything, so I felt safe. And then also had incense burning at the end. But yeah, unfortunately, we did not summon Adjurus, the Duke of Hell. No, we found
no,
like old
five
man
of his sigils on an alligator.
Yeah, you drew the sigils so that so that it would be him. To get him arrested, but no.
I think why it didn't work is because you had electronic candles that weren't real. I think
I had fake tea lights. Because it said in the ritual that the flames would like grow and like turn purple in different colors. And you'd like see him. You'd have to like mentally just like believe that he would come. You have to like give it your all with this, which makes sense. If you don't have conviction in any religion, then you're not going to get anywhere. At least
I
when
don't
it comes
think
to
I had
the,
enough conviction.
No, I that that's fine. You're honest. I was just hoping for anything, and nothing happened. We weren't cursed or possessed. So
we'll have to try it again at some point.
We'll have to try it again with the ducks. Maybe that did curse the big duck. I don't know.
Maybe
it just
might
have like,
cursed the
have
campsite.
It near me. Yeah, true. Whoever like reserves that place next, they're gonna have a fun time.
Yeah.
They just see the ghost of duck past and ghost of duck future.
Yeah. Not a bunch of crazy things happened on that trip, but it was still fun.
Dude, I climbed that mountain. It was not worth it because it's very steep. There was like gravel and rocks everywhere because it looked like there was a trail there because it had some like metal, like not spikes, but just like rebar poking out of it.
Yeah.
And you would like, you know, grab on and there would be like some wood holding some dirt and rocks back. But eventually that just like kind of fell over, I saw. But I kept going up thinking like, oh, it'll be worth it. I'll get to the top of it. And I get high enough. I'm like, if I go any farther, I might fall coming back down because I'm just like so out of energy. And I came back down. I had to like get some rocks to like kind of slide my way down my bum in a weird way with my legs. Because climbing back down backwards, I definitely have fallen if I did that. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. We sat there for a good 20 minutes. Like, where's Ashton? Because we thought you went to the
bathroom. I did tell you guys. It's just no one. It was like,
you told us along. Oh, you didn't tell us right leaving. When you were going to do it. You just told us.
I'm going on a trail.
You told us you were going to do it, but you never told us when. So we thought you went to the bathroom. So we were just sitting there, and like 20 minutes later, we're like, we should probably check on him. So I actually ran over to the bathroom and realized you were there. And I'm like, he might have just gone for a walk or something.
Yeah.
And then and like 10 minutes later, you're screaming to us from the hill.
Yep. Oh, I also have to say, I slept in Hunter's truck, and that was the worst experience. I think sleeping on a tent would have been better, because it was so cold. The blanket didn't do anything. And the width of a truck is not long enough for a 6'2" man to sleep in. So I had to switch from the back seat to the passenger seat. And that wasn't easy to sleep in, because I can't sleep without like being upside down. Not upside down, what's it called? Like,
what are you, are you
a vampire? Yeah, I'm a vampire. You caught me. I'm a vampire. But yeah. And then I spent $160 on sleeping equipment afterwards, which I kind of regret. So,
do you already have that sleeping equipment at your house before you bought that stuff?
I do have a sleeping bag, so now I have two.
Well, at least you have a couple.
Yeah, in case if I get chilly.
Yeah.
Fun stuff. That was
I'm just surprised I slept as well as I did in the tent, because I didn't have anything other than a sleeping bag and a blanket. We were kind of sleeping on a hill.
You slept so well, like a baby. I get it. All right.
Hey, you had better bedding by the second night than I did.
Yeah, so I would trade for your bedding. I would rather be on your bed, babe. Anyway.
Hey, hold on. We gotta take me to dinner first.
Oh my!
That's been our bit lately.
Joke. Yeah, that's what you've been. You made that joke so many times during the trip and whatever.
Yeah, I did. Well, it doesn't help that you kept just saying a bunch of
the things that were, you know, relating to that. Yeah, so many innuendos. And you're trying to hold my hand at Lagoon too. Don't think I did notice.
Hey, I'm not the only one. You tried to hold my hand a couple times too.
It was like one time. Listen, man, mistakes happen.
We're just magnetically attracted to each other. I don't know what it is. Magnetically, not physically.
Just, was that a joke?
Hold on, I dropped my pencil.
I don't think that joke was funny. I think that was rather unfunny.
I didn't take off my headphones to pick up a pencil, by the way. I just want to let you know.
Oh.
Okay. That's awkward. Do we want to get to the topic?
Yeah, you're the host. You lead the way. You are the man.
Right.
I'm the woman.
All right. So the agenda for this episode is we're talking about strange professions. So anytime he says he would want to do any job we're talking about, I get a point. And you'll know when I get it when you hear this sound. All right, back into it. All right, so I want to talk about strange professions that you can get into.
Oh, strange professions.
Yeah, because I just did I was like, oh, that could be fun. So I did a quick Google, and there's actually some really weird ones. So I want to talk about them. And I
do you have like
you
a
to also Google some. I have a list.
Website.
We can like.
Oh, okay.
I have a list I wrote down, and I'm probably going to Google as we go along.
Right. Okay. What is? I don't want to spoil it.
You probably found the same results. You probably found the same results I did, which is you see the list and you're like, yeah, this is a good thing to talk about.
I like how these results are specifically relating to Canesville in Utah. I just want to point that out there whenever we get into this. But yeah,
I'll start us off with one.
Okay.
This one's a little more normal, but it's still like a unique career.
Oh, should we just
into.
Work our way up there to like the weirder stuff?
Whatever we want to do. I mean, I just kind of wrote down a bunch of stuff.
No, yeah.
Not in any particular order. So I think the first one I want to talk about, since we talked about spooky and summoning and the paranormal, you can be a paranormal guide. I'm not sure how much they make. Hold on, let me see.
That's a good question. Because we had a few guides, not just like the owners of the Haunted Museum in Las Vegas. There were some guides that just worked there at the front desk or whatever. I wonder how much they make.
So a paranormal tour guide. So what they do pretty much is they just take people to abandoned places and like places that have been known to be haunted, or just
took them to the butcher shop.
I don't need your sarcasm.
Fits. Never mind. I'm sorry. Man.
I'm just. So from what I'm seeing, a paranormal tour guide makes about $40,000 a year, depending on how often and like what groups they take and stuff like that. So,
I mean,
it
would be
a
fun job. That sounds like a job where you have so much fun, but it's not the best paying one for sure.
Yeah, it's not like weird. It's more just like a unique career people have.
Yeah, definitely.
But it would be fun. Yeah, you just like research the area that you're touring or guiding people through, and just learning about facts and stuff. They typically do a script for those tours as well, so they kind of have
all that facts and script memorized.
But yeah, so nice. That's our first one. I think that'd be a fun one.
That is a fun one. I guess I'll just go. Oh, okay. I got elevator mechanic, but that is not unique. That just seems like your average run of the mill mechanic for a specific appliance or thing. Fortune cookie writer.
I did see that one. Yeah.
Yeah. They are independent contractors. So you would have like, I don't know, Kung Fu Panda be like, hey, I've heard you are a great writer and author, but I need you to give some wisdom. I think you'd be great for our fortune cookies, and I'd like to hire you right on the spot. And be like, yeah, sure, man. I'm down to write whatever. And there's no way that there's one fortune cookie that guy didn't write in that had, like, the worst outcome imaginable. Like, you are never getting married. You are staying single for the rest of your life. Family? No, they're all going to die. In at least 10 years, they're all going to be dead. Friends? Better learn a different definition for that word, because you are not getting any of those.
That is word for word believe. The cookie I got the last time. I got a fortune cookie.
Oh, was it?
I'm just kidding.
Was it from Rob? What I'm reading is Rob wrote that. What's crazy? Wow.
Do they signature their fortunes?
No. I then it wouldn't be like mysterious.
I think they, for fortune cookies, what they do is they have the people write those things, but I think they like mass produce a singular quote that they write. So like it's because I've definitely gotten cookies that have the same exact fortune.
Oh no, yeah, I definitely bet. Not everyone's so unique.
It's not like a snowflake. Unique, yeah.
Yeah.
You just open one and it says there's a bomb under this table.
You know, if I can get that far in life where I become a professional fortune cookie writer, I would have that. I would put that in there. I don't know if
that'd
I'd like
so funny.
Be I'd probably be in trouble from whoever contracts me, but it'll be worth it.
Yeah.
I found the next one. Okay, you go.
Let me see. Let me pick a good one. So you can actually get a job being a professional line stander. You just get paid to stand in lines.
I saw that one too. So basically, you know, you're at an amusement park and you're like, this is a short line. So what you do is you hire these line standers to make the line just a little longer. Wait, really?
No. Actually, no. So what it would be is if you don't want to wait in line, you could hire someone to stand in line for you while you just go do other stuff.
That's what that means?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So
you're basically cutting in right as they get onto the ride. That is what you're doing. How much would you want to get paid for that? That's a real question.
I don't know. I guess it depends on
if it's like outside... I'd take 14 an hour, because even if I'm not going on any rides or going into whatever for the line I was waiting in, at least I'd like know what I'm in for. I'd bring like a backpack, water, just do my thing for a bit. It's not the worst job, but like standing slowly in a line, I wouldn't do it. That's not worth it for me.
Yeah.
Even though I just said how much I'd have to get paid to do it.
My turn. So, wait, hold on. Yeah, we're still talking about line standard. I just wanted to talk about their salary real quick.
Oh, okay.
Depending on where you live, it kind of fluctuates. But from what I'm seeing, they get paid around $40,000 a year.
So twice as much as a paranormal guide person.
Paranormal guide was also $40,000.
I thought you said $20,000. I swear you said $20,000.
I'm pretty sure I said $40,000.
All right, well.
But anyway, what's yours?
I mean, I guess I'll compare salaries this time. Who do I have? You have a snake milker. This one, I'm not too surprised. And no, snakes do not produce milk. They are producing venom. And so they put like the little vial or tube right next to the snake's fangs, and then they push on their head. Yeah. And then, they just milk the snake so they can create anti-venom with the venom. It's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
I wonder who thought of that. Be like, what if we found a way to make a cure by grabbing the poison? What if we just extract the venom and make some medicine with it?
I don't know. But
you don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy how we found out some of this stuff. It's like, how do we find out you could use snake venom?
I don't know. Maybe your great grandpa's.
I guess actually no. That actually makes more sense than I thought. Because like, if you get bit by a snake and it's venomous, then you would want to know how to unvenom yourself.
Like break it down and see what's actually attacking your body.
Yeah, so that's. I'm sure.
I mean, that makes sense. It would break it down to the conclusion of
how they would make anti-venom. Is they would have to know the properties of venom first, so that's why. That makes more sense than I think. I can't think today. It's okay, though.
I hear the ice cream truck outside. I think there's an ice cream truck right... it's so tempting. Don't worry, I'm staying here. Don't worry.
Wait, can we pause the podcast? Good.
Do you really want to?
No. okay.
Their salary, by the way... 36,000. Yeah, I got to see my salary first, Matt. Come on. It's 36,000.
It's kind of low.
If you're in the 25th percentile, you make 25,000 annually, which is even lower.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
Yeah, 36,000 is the highest you can make, which is 17 per hour. They're also known as herpetologists.
Herpetologists?
Herpetologists, yeah, man. Interesting. You know, you kiss a snake, it makes it milk a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
You give it.
But herpes. You have to kiss a lot of snakes to make it work. You have to, like, go in between each snake with another snake, kind of cheat on the snake and kiss one so that you can get the juices.
There's a whole moral
quandary with this, yeah. Anyway.
yeah, I don't know about that one. This is one I've heard about before, but I just wanted to bring it up again. A professional cuddler.
Yeah.
So you can
see the image of the dog underneath the blanket.
Underneath the blanket? Where'd you send it?
I didn't send it. Wherever you're looking.
Professional cuddler?
Yeah. Okay, we might not have the same thing pulled up. Anyway, you go ahead.
Anyway, a professional cuddler. So you could literally just hire somebody to come cuddle you and just comfort you. And just like listen to your problems. It's a form of therapy. So
that's such a cute.
Let's see.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Unless you're the professional cuddler and you don't like the person that hired you, then it's less cute. But I feel like there are many scenarios with that specific instance going on. You're like, come here, professional color. Come here, come here. Like, I don't wanna. You need to take a shower. But I'm sad, and I hired you. You're gonna color me whether you like it or not. Okay, okay. Just for 5 seconds. Ah, warm embrace. You smell that? It's my armpits. I haven't touched those bad boys with soap in over a month. You're bringing up something about it.
I'm just trying to find salary.
Something? Anything?
So obviously, because it's such a kind of intimate thing, they need like a license to do this. So you would have to get trained to be a professional cuddler. And
I mean, is there?
I'm sure there's some like therapy there. Like, there's some subsection of therapy that you would have to like be trained in, or just
yeah.
I feel like it might be a step above therapy. Not gonna lie.
I'd consider that a step above therapy, because can therapists hug you? I mean,
I don't know.
I guess they could, I don't think actually. So. I mean, not like in their job description would they be required to hug someone, but like, you know, they just could if you wanted to hug, I guess. I don't know how that works.
So hourly rates they're kind of set by the cuddler. So... so they all charge like different rates.
Yeah.
From what I'm reading, it can go from as little to 40 an hour to up to 300 an hour.
As little as 40 an hour to cuddle people.
I feel like it's more independent.
Hugs. Yeah, depends on the person that's hiring as well. But like,
yeah.
Would people go to those lengths to hire someone to cuddle with them? Or is it that bad nowadays?
Some people really need it, because...
No, I definitely understand that, but like... Ah, man.
I mean, think about how much therapy is. This is just like...
Well, that's the thing.
Because it's not just cuddling.
Are they talking to them actively?
I think most just like are there to listen to your problems and stuff. Like, just talk to you about... Because, you know, it's a form of therapy, too. So, like, they would have to know how to, like,
yeah,
be a therapist to, you know, at the same time.
Provide so, contact to people who are super lonely. It makes sense.
So, apparently, they Kai have Sinet to know how to deal with people. Kai Sinet.
He made $700 for one session.
Yeah, man.
Wow. That's crazy. Maybe I should go into that. I feel like I'd be making a lot of money there.
You'd have to get a therapist license. You'd have to get training.
Yeah, it's like 4 years, and then how much longer, whatever that is. Yeah. All right, you got yourself a tagger, and this is just not any type of tagger. It's a Netflix tagger. Do you constantly find yourself binging the latest shows on Netflix? Well, you could get paid by becoming a Netflix tagger. I just had to pull it. Hold on. Wait a second. Okay, you'll need a keen eye. You'll need to be able to pick up out nuanced themes, moods, and details in the contents of what you're consuming. Organization skills are key, because you need to categorize the vast amounts of content, which isn't for the faint of heart. It will require systematic thinking. You'll need a good memory to be prepared to remember the details about content you just watched weeks or even months ago. So that does that mean like they ask you, like you have a whole month to watch shows, movies, and whatever, and after that month is ended, like, all right, tell us, was this one rated R, PG-13? What are the
contents,
themes? Or is it like after each
there's,
one you'll be
there's
writing
a, there's
it
a whole
down.
Company that rates shows. I think what this is they're just, you know how when they make movies and stuff, they'll have like a test audience. What do they call that? Like test screening?
Test
or
audience. Yeah. Screening.
Like
audience.
A test screening where they just have a small group of people watch it. And like give you criticisms criticisms and stuff. And typically
so
this
like
is
that.
Done without like it's not gonna be the finished product, but like if they have the movie all recorded and whatever, then it's like but it's before it's finalized pretty much. So
yeah.
So I think that's what this kind of is. They're just like testing their shows on people and getting criticisms of like quality and like story wise. I feel like they have to have experience with kind of filmmaking and stuff. But
well, yeah,
I don't think this isn't. I don't think this is for like rating what the show is going to be rated or like deciding what the show is going to be rated. This is more just like test screening.
Yeah, no, that's what I thought it would be.
Editing errors.
I was joking when I said, like, you would have a month, you know, to, like, consume a bunch of content and then, you know, rate it
all. Well, that seems right. Like, you would just watch whatever they give you for a certain amount of time.
And I imagine,
catch any, like, editing errors or, like, sound design errors, stuff like that.
Yeah,
I don't think. I mean, that's what post-production people would do. Just do this. I think you.
No, yeah, you would have to have a. Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to see Taggers OptiWorkham team. So I imagine someone hires them, or unless they already have an in-house Tagger team for like Warner Bros. Or whatnot. Yeah, they would have to take a film class, be open and knowledgeable about the genres of shows and movies you're watching. And yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah.
Salary is 40 to 70k a year, so that's not bad.
You just get paid to watch shows, really.
Yeah, shows that aren't even released yet. You get the front seat of the front seat.
But let's be real. I feel like whatever they watch isn't what the final product is normally.
No, it's probably.
Because I'm sure they do a bunch of touches and stuff after the fact.
Like they might add music. Maybe it's just like the performances they're looking at. Or thereafter, they would check on editing. Thereafter, they would check on music and the sound design of the movies.
I think it's mostly just editing. And
it would just be like all that stuff thereafter. Yeah.
This one's not as weird, but it's definitely a strange thing to get into. Human statue. So if you've ever been to like, because I know in New York they'll. Or like big cities, they'll sometimes they'll have just human statues sitting around that just there for entertainment.
Oh, are you talking about like those
we saw one in Vegas
performance sure. people that just like yeah. I don't know dress in the all gold that, and spray themselves in gold? Oh,
yeah, and just become a human statue.
But people like hire them, or they have like a certain. Group
I think they're.
Of people
I think they're
that?
Kind of. I think they're independent. So.
Oh, okay. I thought it kind of sounded like it made it seem like it wasn't independent. I feel like there would be people or companies that would hire them, though.
Maybe.
Professional statues. I mean, in the haunted house, you have, like, human statues, technically. They just also scare you.
So, obviously, there's, like, an hourly pay, but they also get tipped. So...
Oh, okay. So, they can be hired. Because,
obviously, there are performers. So, most performers like that...
Street performers.
Just have, like, a suitcase or, like, a hat in front of them that people can put money in.
You know what we could have done is like put these in all in a tier list.
Based on how much we'd want to do it.
Based on like how weird or out there it is. I mean, we still can.
We could. Do you want to?
How do we feel about Snake Milker? Let's put that S, obviously, craziest. F is your general run of the mill occupation. Snake Milker, I'd say a B? B seems. Like a good area for a snake milker.
I think it's really the name that throws it off. Like,
it is really the name that would make you
think,
think
it's something
else.
It's really just like, oh, it's just like for discovering how to do anti.
Yeah. If you work in medicine,
stuff.
It's what you do.
Medicine stuff. I would put it, I'll say B. Just
there's also
the
some
name.
People that voluntarily just like put a snake and inject themselves with the venom.
Yeah.
They're a different breed. That's.
So we talked about Paranormal Guide, which isn't super crazy.
D?
Yeah.
I feel like D is generous. If you don't have any qualms about that.
Human statue. I'd say that's an interesting one.
How interesting would you go?
B, probably.
Really? Yeah. I'd say C.
It's a little stranger than Snake Milker, so I would say A.
No, whoa. I feel like it's more like run-of-the-mill, because obviously if you're independent and you're just a street performer, it is not that crazy. But if you are hired,
well,
it
think
is
of it
a
this
little
way.
Crazier in that sense.
I'm thinking of it this way, where like if you ran into someone, which would you be more shocked that they told you that they do? Snake milker or a human statue?
Snake milker. 100%.
That's more interesting, but is it more wild?
Yeah. I feel like, and obviously, in terms of being just an out there obscure job, I feel like a snake milker would accomplish that. Because I've known about like street performers, and then a human statue is obviously a weird occupation name. I mean, obviously, we'll disagree about some, so. But am I willing to die for that?
Willing to die for human statue?
I'm definitely not, I do not want it. I do not want an A. If it's at A,
fine, I'll put it at B.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. B for below but you're not, snake milker.
I feel like you're more likely to run into a snake milker than you are a human statue.
I mean, we could search it up.
I don't want to. Okay,
how many snake
that.
Milkers are in the world? Let's see. I'm just curious. Not that this would infect how I feel about the ranking.
I feel like they're just usually, they're normal, like, medical scientists that are just researching venom to make anti-venom. It's really not that crazy out there.
And then you have people without jobs that are often statues. Not saying that
which
all
you wouldn't
of them
run into unless
people...
you go to a specific area where they could be.
Same with a snake milker, where they could be in a specific area. Anyway, how about this? You, me, we can both have like one veto. So if you really disagree or if I really disagree with one, you can use a veto and then we'll have it.
We don't have to go this deep into it. We'll just...
It's already in B.
No.
Next
yeah,
one.
Not, we don't have to do the veto thing. That it's just, we're
line
getting way too complicated.
Stander.
That's line stander?
Yeah. Line stander.
I feel like... Before I mean, say where would you put it?
I've never heard of it. I guess C.
Yeah, I've never heard of it either.
So it feels...
It's not like a crazy enough. Thing. I guess
it's not like yeah it's not gonna wow me if
you're
like
C.
Oh cool
I'll say C.
What was the next one?
What else have we talked about?
Professional cuddler.
Yeah I feel like that's a little wild, a little more out there.
It is, it's more obscure, a lot very specific in terms of therapy or psychiatric help. If it goes,
it's not something
far.
You hear about very much.
Where would you put it?
B or A?
B or A? Yeah, I'm good with that. I'll let you decide where then.
I'll put it at A since we don't have anything there yet.
Cool. Was that it so far?
There was one I want to talk about. Yeah. What have we talked
about? I'm just curious for all the ones we've covered, if we have them all ranked right now.
I think so.
Did we get the tiger?
Oh, no.
The Netflix tiger? Oh. I feel like that's kind of...
not that crazy.
No. I'd put it at maybe D.
Yeah, I was thinking D too.
Sweet.
Netflix tagger. There's one I want to get to, but I'll let you do one more.
Oh,
because we're coming up on time.
Yeah,
here.
How many more do you want to do? How many more?
You do one, or you do two more, and there's one I really want to talk about because it's interesting to me.
There's one I also want to talk.
This one might okay. be this one might be a very easy S, but we'll see how it goes.
Chicken sexer.
I saw that.
A chicken sensor. Sexer. Sorry, not sensor. Yeah. Apparently you stare at the backside of a baby chicken for hours a day, and you're a poultry farmer specifically required for, hold on, let me zoom
is
in.
Is it just to determine what gender?
As a chicken sensor.
Or what sex a chicken sexer. Is?
Yeah.
Or like
so
what sex the egg
sex
is.
Sex of day old chicks. So they separate the males and females and send them off to their rightful place. Oh, they segregate chickens? I never knew that.
That's interesting.
I mean, I wouldn't no, that makes sense, because if you have, like, a coop, and you only want a fixed amount of chickens, you don't want them to breed and make more chickens, so you would get, like, a specific, you would just get a gender. That's not, I feel like the name is a lot crazier than the actual, occupation.
Yeah. It's just, like, an eye catcher.
It is an eye catcher. They make, from 30 to 40k a year, nothing crazy. It can be hard to tell the difference between a male and female chicken. I have never tried to check, and I'm not going to try and see what the differences are now, because I imagine I already know what they are. Their occupations are far from glamorous. It's a repetitive job. Handling thousands of chicks a day, yeah.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
That doesn't seem fun.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It says, mastering the art of chicken sexing takes time, and the learning curve can be steep. But
what are
patience
they gonna,
goes a long
way.
Why
do they got to frame it, like, phase it like that?
Chicken sexing.
Such a weird thing to say.
You gotta sex
some
chickens, man. It makes sense. You gotta sex some chickens. You just gotta see. You just gotta check.
Oh my goodness.
Do you not sex animals on a daily basis? Is that what I'm hearing, Gavin?
I don't.
Well, I guess you're
I
not
really
making
don't.
The big bucks. You're not making the big bucks.
I don't
so
care.
What are you doing wrong? Oh, yeah, it's mine. Where do you want to put it?
For what it is, it's not that crazy. So I would say C, maybe.
I was thinking B, but I'm not willing to die on the hill.
I'm cool with
B,
too. I don't really care.
You're cool with B? Yeah. I mean, it is not just like a farmer. It's a poultry farmer specifically for sexing chickens. So, yeah, that B's good.
What was it? Chicken sexer? Is that what it's called?
Chicken sexer. Yeah, it genuinely chicken sexer.
That's funny. Anyway, so this is one I came across that I really wanted to talk about. Because there's a whole thing with this one. There's like a whole backstory and everything. I'm on an article right now. But so the job is underwater pizza deliverer. And there's there's a whole thing to this.
Underwater
I'm not sure how many
pizza deliverer.
I'm not sure how many people have this job, but there's one dude for sure. His name is Rob Doyle, and he's a scuba diver who also delivers pizzas to a hotel that's underwater.
Oh.
Which is what caught my eye, because like a hotel that's under. Okay, there's a whole thing to this. So hold on. The hotel is called Jules Undersea Lodge. It's in Key Largo, Florida. It's an exclusive hotel, so obviously it's not like a normal hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, so what he does is he puts the pizza in a watertight briefcase.
Okay, I was curious about, like, if the pizza would get wet, but no, they would put it in something, which is good.
No, yeah. he just swims down in scuba gear to the underwater hotel and he delivers pizza.
I'm looking at images. This is very interesting.
It's been open for 25 years.
Wow.
Guests are treated to the surreal ambience of the underwater world surrounded by marine life and tranquility throughout their stay.
To explain to the people listening, it's like a room, obviously, in the ocean. You would have like some type of window or panel glass. A lot of them are circular.
How deep
which are
is
like,
this?
You know, scuba themed for the hotel. And then you have a little tank below the room for the scuba guys to come up in. And yeah, it's really crazy. This is a
crazy thing.
They just hire scuba divers.
I just want
to
see how much. How much one night would be.
Oh, how much? Yeah.
Here, let's see. Overnight stays.
Yeah, if you were delivering pizza by foot going down the staircase in this hotel, better luck, buddy. You've been outclassed, outranked.
Okay, so do it. Obviously you have to be a certified diver.
Yeah.
What,
to reserve the hotel?
I think pizza's the only thing you can eat there, which is why they have a designated pizza deliverer.
Oh, so if you ordered fried chicken, you wouldn't be able to receive it. The scuba divers wouldn't like you or something?
So what I'm seeing is, I think per night, it's $1,300 a night. Which, honestly, for an underwater hotel isn't super crazy, but that's still expensive.
From the rooms I'm looking at, they're cool, but they're not crazy cool. They just have a bed or two, and then a little sink area, and then you see the water. You see, or the lake, ocean. I don't know if it's right next to the ocean.
Do they have I want to see how.
I see a lot of better underground hotels than the pictures I'm seeing at the Jules Undersea Lodge. I definitely wouldn't spend that money. Might as well just go to.
It's not
Dubai
like a typical. Yeah, it's not like a typical hotel, as we said. Yeah. Literally, you can just visit for a couple hours or do one overnight.
I'd visit if I was in
Florida. I doubt it looks like a very small little thing.
It is.
Like it has maybe a couple
rooms
are small. And that's really it.
Yeah.
And they deliver, there's like no lobby or nothing like a typical hotel. It's like they took two hotel rooms and put them underwater. It's what it looks like. How yeah. deep is it, though? I want to see.
When you first told me, or just said the name of it, I imagine it was like Krusty Towers, but inverted.
Krusty Towers. So there would be like
50 floors going down. The scuba diver gets an order from floor 50, so he has to make the pizza. No, I'm just kidding. He wouldn't make the pizza. But he would grab the pizza, he would dive in, he'd have to hurry and get in there. And if he takes longer than 10 minutes, pizza's free. He's just rushing down each time. It's just the same people from... hotel room 50.
So the undersea lodge is about, it sits about 25 feet deep in, so it's not super deep,
but yeah, I know. that's why it's more,
yeah, I wouldn't think it'd be super deep anyway, but they have Wi-Fi connection in the lodge.
Nice. You would need it.
It can sleep up to 6 guests. You can, there's a whole menu you can choose from.
Nice. Did you already say the salary?
Oh, for the dude that delivers the pizza? Hold on, let me go back.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I want to rely on this AI overview.
It's just something. It's not crazy.
According to payscale.com, average salary for a scuba diving pizza delivery man is around $15 an hour. They usually work part-time or seasonally, which is why it's such kind of little pay. But I'm sure, yeah,
that makes sense.
He gets tips and stuff around that 20 an hour, 15 to 20 an hour.
Yeah, for tips, 20 to 30 an hour seems reasonable.
I mean, if you're delivering to people that can afford $1,300 a night,
you'll definitely get some money out of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like going to a mansion.
But yeah, it's a very unique experience.
That would be a. Would I do it for that price? No. No, it's not. It's not worth it.
Would you want to be a pizza deliverer if you knew how to scuba dive?
I mean, for like, yeah, not staying at the hotel. I would. I think it'd be fun to go scuba dive and deliver pizza. Yeah. Well, where would you want to put it?
Since only like, as far as I know, there's only like a couple people in the world that have this job. I feel like that's a pretty high one.
You thinking A?
I'm thinking A S S A.
Yeah.
One of the two.
I'll let you decide whichever, because I'm not finding anything more obscure than that.
I'll just say, because imagine you met someone and they said they delivered underwater pizza.
True.
That'd be kind of crazy. Wait,
I just found one. Hold on.
We have time for one more, I think. We're kind of
pushing. Hippotherapy is a licensed therapist, such as physical therapists, occupational therapists, or speech language pathologists who incorporates equine movements, so horses, as a treatment tool in therapy sessions for individuals with disabilities. Okay, when I read hippotherapy or hippotherapist, I thought it was like an actual hippo.
They call
horses hippos? But I imagine that's more of an archaic term then.
I feel like hippo is referring to a different term other than the animal.
No, I know. It is what it is. Yeah. But I literally thought there would be hippos involved. I'm kind of upset that there's no hippos. Anyway, that's sure not there's... the one I was going to do.
Okay, go for the one you were gonna do. Wait, there's another one I want to do. Okay, we should do a part two of this, because
okay yeah, true. Well, let's put hippotherapy B, because you're just using a horse to like help people that are disabled to establish sensory movements or just movement in general, give them some freedom. Okay. In that case, here we go. Yeah, gross. Yeah, stunt one. Tester, this is the bean of all beans. Now I may not say or sound crazy, but just you wait until I tell you about, they eat whatever is supposed to be given to the contestants beforehand, just so the crew knows filming won't be interrupted by a trip to the hospital. Okay, so a gross stunt tester, like if you're on a Saturday night show, and the contestants have to eat spinach with, I don't know, molds and yogurt.
They just have to eat, like, challenge foods?
They have to eat challenge foods, basically. And they have to evaluate the level of grossness to ensure it meets the desired entertainment level that the writers are looking for, or whoever is directing this. They also make sure that it's safe to avoid, you know, going to the hospital.
Yeah.
I feel like you would go to the hospital pretty often as a gross stunt tester.
Yeah.
That
would...
But here we go. Some sources suggest potential earnings of up to $800 a day. So $800 a day. I think I'd do it. Well, actually, would you have to consume it, or would you just like put like taste it and then spit it out? Because if you have to consume it, going to the bathroom would be a living hell every day. I find no joy.
Your body would
all those bathroom breaks. Ugh.
Your body would hate you for life. Pretty much.
Basically. But $100 today. I would do it if I didn't have to consume it. I wouldn't mind that. Not at all. Because they should know if it's like toxic or harmful if you do consume it. Rather than just like tasting it. Because they wouldn't give them, I don't know, like poison or mold.
Well, no,
so, yeah. Anything that would be concerning. So, yeah. The name itself isn't crazy, but it is a crazy profession. I'd say...
it's kind of... Yeah.
A?
I'm cool with A. And with that, I think we'll call it here. There's many more on this... Huh?
All right. Yeah, no.
No, I did. I just wanted to talk about the underwater pizza deliverer, and I let you do two more.
Oh, I see.
I do have a lot more on this list, but we're already past an hour, so I'll call it. Cool. So I'll just name off the tier list we got here. So in S we have the underwater pizza delivery. In A we have professional cuddler and gross stunt tester. B, we have snake milker, human statues, chicken sexer, and hippo therapy. In C, we have the line stander. And in D, we have the paranormal tour guide and the Netflix tagger.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, I have many more jobs on this list, but that'll be for another time.
Okay, yeah. This is a fun one.
But, yeah. It's
definitely interesting to look at.
You want to know what the agenda was?
I do.
So... it was anytime you said you'd want the job we're talking about. I might have missed.
Oh.
I don't know.
I've definitely
I might have
said
missed
that
a couple
of times. Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely for sure did. I have three written down. I might have missed a couple if you did say more, but we'll, yeah.
We
but,
can update.
So I got three, and we can update next episode if we need to, but.
Yeah, if whenever we're checking through, because what's standing right now is I have 0 points and you have 0 points for the last two episodes. Yeah.
I think that's accurate. I don't think we...
I believe it's accurate. I mean, you haven't said anything otherwise editing-wise. So, yeah.
I'm pretty positive, at least for the first episode, that's accurate. I didn't get any of them.
I think you didn't say whatever my agenda was, so yeah.
I don't think I did either. So I'm pretty confident in saying we're both at zero right now, except now I'm at three, written down at least. So,
I'm not going to argue or make a dispute with that. That seems accurate.
Yeah, so you said you wanted the pizza one. You said you'd want the gross stunt tester one.
I think
you said maybe paranormal guide you'd want, maybe? I don't remember. But I
feel like I did. I mean, not like as a job, like a concrete permanent job, but like it'd be fun if you're like young, you know? Yeah,
It's more like if you, anytime you said you would want to do the job.
Oh, okay.
Not like if you want that job as a career or anything.
Right. Makes sense.
Just like if it's if you would be interested in doing it. But
that's a good agenda. That wasn't just a word. Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah. I couldn't really think of a word that would work that wouldn't be just like cheating. So.
Yeah. All right.
So there you go.
I'll let you say the script of the outro. Yeah. You definitely have one.
We totally have one. Yep.
I know.
Right. I'm definitely not Googling ChatGPT.
No. What? Do you want me to kind of help you? All right. Go to BrainGem Podcast at Instagram if you want more. Obviously, subscribe to whatever you're listening to this on as of this moment. BrainGem Podcast is also found on YouTube. Check that out. We have sick animations.
I believe we're on every listening platform.
We should be.
Spotify.
I checked.
Spotify, Apple
yesterday.
Podcasts, Amazon.
I checked yesterday. Yeah, we are.
But for sure, Spotify, YouTube. Go. Yeah, check our Instagram. I have a few videos ready for my gaming channel, which was Narwhal Cheese Games. So. If you are not already subscribed, that'd be appreciated because I have some goodies in store. But yeah, and you?
And
do you have any?
Yeah. I don't have anything for you to check out. Stay away. Thank you.
And we will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Peace out. Bye.